WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Many independent grocery stores could be at risk because of new federal work requirements for SNAP. That's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Eartharyn Cousins works with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs and tells our In the Loop program, if fewer people are using SNAP at neighborhood grocers, it could force closures and impact whole communities.
And so not only are you impacting those who receive SNAP, you're impacting that entire community's access to affordable, nutritious food.
A September report from the Greater Chicago Food Depository says 25% of people in the Chicago area already face food insecurity, and 400,000 Illinois residents could lose SNAP benefits by May 1st because of these new work requirements. Illinois is considering a statewide ban on glitter in products like makeup. The proposed legislation wants to reduce microplastic pollution in state waterways. Studies have found the presence of microplastics, including glitter, in 90% of the world's tap water. Legislation would ban the sale of any personal care products that contain non-biodegradable glitter beginning in 2029. Former Talking Heads frontman David Byrne is in Chicago this week. He gave our reporter Mike Davis a behind-the-scenes look at his forthcoming immersive project. It's called Theater of the Mind. Part live theater, part science experiment, the show will open next month. It takes the audience on a neuroscientific journey through the brain and questions memory. But the big question Talking Heads fans want to know, will there be music?
There's one room where you hear music that was made by me. But
Is it new? It's new,
but it's specific to the show, yeah.
Theater of the Mind opens in the Reed Murdoch Building in partnership with the Goodman Theater. A high school choir from Chicago's South Side, known for competing on America's Got Talent, got a chance to perform at Loyola University Chicago this week for Black History Month. My colleague Summer Van Benton was there.
The Leo Catholic High School Choir brought a crowd to Loyola Student Center. Freshman Daniel Jackson is a Leo Catholic High School alum.
You know I used to perform with them, but just seeing them live and seeing how other people is feeling about them is amazing.
High school principal Dr. Shaka Rawl says as the school celebrates its 100th anniversary, he's proud of the positive and historic impact they've made.
And what we're doing is changing the narrative about Black and brown boys on the South Side of Chicago.
Their performance at the university is only one of 68 events the choir has scheduled for 2026.
Happy Black History Month to everybody.
Summer Van Benton, WBEZ News.
You're listening to The Rundown. The Winter Olympics are officially underway, and a number of the members of Team USA come from right here in Illinois. Our sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout sat down with producer Noah Jennings to discuss the hometown athletes you should be watching.
One of the more exciting teams from the U.S. to watch each time the Winter Olympics rolls around has consistently been the women's hockey team. It feels like they are always getting into a grueling battle with Canada that's must-see TV. And a number of the players for Team USA are from Illinois, right?
Yes, there are four players. One of them is, of course, the 36-year-old Hillary Knight. She's formerly of Lake Forest. She's the captain, and this is her fifth and final Olympics. She won a gold and three silvers. 33-year-old Kendall Coyne Schofield, she's from Palos Heights. She also has won the gold and the silver a couple times. And the younger ones are Abby Murphy. She's 23 years old of Evergreen Park. She's having great success at the University of Minnesota, where she's the team captain. This is her second time at the Olympics. And making her first appearance in the Winter Games is Tessa Janicki. She's from Orangeville, Illinois. She's only 21 years old, and she's from Penn State. And so what the interesting thing about this group, they are part of the team. They are the defending World Cup champions. They also are expected to win the gold because they beat Canada in the rivalry series that was just recent. And the other fact is everyone can't wait for this to happen. This is the youngest and fastest U.S. team on the ice.
Another one of the sports I was surprised to learn has a number of Illinoisans competing is speed skating. Tell us about that.
This is always fun because I love this sport. It's really great. There are two men returning from the team pursuit, Glen Ellen's Ethan Seprin and Oak Park's Emery Lehman. And they are two of the three skaters in that race. Now, they finished with a bronze in Beijing. And since then, they are the record holders and current world champions. Now, to understand the pursuit, it's a long track event that with two teams of three skaters racing simultaneously in a time trial format. And Emery and Ethan and Casey Dawson, they are the ones that revolutionized it because they used the pushing technique. And they are medal contenders. And the interesting thing about the speed skaters here in Glen Ellen on February 15th, the Glen Ellen History Center, they're going to have a watch party. So that'll be fun for people to watch because remember the COVID affected the Olympics, 4 years ago. So people want to be able to see things collectively. And Ethan is also going to participate in the mass speed skate and Emery in the 1500 meters. Now, there is one other female that will be speed skating from here. She is Sarah Warren. She's from Willowbrook. She came in second in the trials, and she's competing in the 500 meter race. And the thing about her, she's a 29-year-old skater. She was a soccer player at the University of Illinois. She won the silver in the 2024 World Champion Team Sprints. And she's also the great niece of Bears President Kevin Warren.
Are there any other Illinoisans to watch?
There's a young skier, Troy Samuel Chang, but he's going to be skating. He's 22 years old. He's going to be skating for Taiwan. And he's only 22. He's from Barrington. Now, it's a tough thing. He's going to be in the slalom. And he finished 43rd in the world champion. So it's going to be tough for him. I also want to mention that we do have a ski jumper. His name is Kevin Bickner. He's from Wakanda. But the thing is, the best ski jumpers are from Europe, Poland, Finland, Switzerland, and Austria. He retired after the last Olympics, but then he came back a couple years ago because Norway is now working with the U.S. ski jumper. So it should be interesting to watch that. And there is one other Olympian I want to mention. He plays for the Blackhawks. He's going to be playing for Finland, and that's Teuvo Teravainen. He's the only Blackhawk that's going to be playing in the Olympics.
Our sports contributor, Cheryl Ray Stout, speaking with producer Noah Jennings. And at the Olympics today in Italy, the U.S. women's hockey team beat Czechia 5-1 in a preliminary match. Team captain Hillary Knight from suburban Lake Forest scored, and Tessa Janicki from Warren, Illinois, had two assists. The U.S. team skates against Finland on Saturday morning, 9:40 a.m. Central Time. And Chicago Public Schools plan to celebrate Black History Month with everything from a business fair to an assembly that highlights the Harlem Renaissance. But Chalmers Elementary on Chicago's West Side kicked off the month in a pretty unusual way. Students got a meet and greet with the chickens that will be living in their school's courtyard. And as they excitedly looked at the chickens, my colleague Sarah Karp talked with proud principal Romian Crockett and the school's new science coordinator.
With the green right there? What's that chicken name?
It's Cluck Cluck.
The chicken name Cluck Cluck?
Yeah. So the chicken coop is actually named in honor of Dr. Mary Lou Riddick. And so she studied chicken embryos to better understand human embryos. And so we actually dedicated the chicken coop to her. It's one of the big reasons why we chose to name the coop after her, because we think just year after year, the kids hear about the same people, all the time. And definitely making sure that we honor a Black female was definitely important for us. So we wanted to make sure we highlight that just so they have a greater understanding of who came before them, and hopefully, will inspire them to continue moving forward. I've seen chicken coops in other communities, and I felt like it was our duty to make sure that our kids had something similar to those other communities as well.
What do you want the kids to learn from this?
Definitely about, because when we think about North Lawndale, it's about preserving North Lawndale, the rich history and culture. And so this is actually an opportunity for them to do so, through chickens, right? So as the chickens lay eggs, we give back to the community, they reproduce, and we create greater sustainability within the community.
I'm Sharita Marquez. My job is to bring partners, programs, and learning opportunities for our pre-K through 8th grades. Or we were limited in kind of our lab space and hands-on learning experiences. So this provides a literal real-time opportunity for kids to come down here, collect data, make observations, even just watching the chickens' behavior. And eventually, when the pullets get to laying eggs, they can actually do egg studies, observations. There's going to be some embryology involved. So it's a real-life kind of like science lab here in the middle of our school courtyard.
Fresh eggs laid at chopper.
I think it's great for kids to actually know where their food comes from as well. We got four hens and three roosters, which is going to be fun when it comes time to laying eggs. So I'm super excited to see what the future holds for our little chickens.
What do you see?
Colors.
You see colors? What type of colors do you see?
I see white.
What about the texture? Do you think the chickens are hard, soft, smooth? What do you think?
Hard.
You think they're hard? Why do you think the chickens are hard?
Because they eat seeds.
Because they eat seeds? What about you? What about you?
Soft. Because they're fluffy.
Good job.
That's Sarah Karp at Chalmers Elementary School on Chicago's West Side. Weather, a cloudy, breezy day. Today, a few flurries, a high near 30. And then tonight, cloudy, a wintry mix of freezing rain, sleet, and snow, a low in the upper 20s. And Friday, more wintry mix, but a high of 36 degrees. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.